You're listening to SBS News.
Landing on Australian soil, at last, are 183 Australians who haven't seen their families for at least 6 months. Among those on board are Anita and Esha. Hari Dadu, at home in Victoria, couldn't be happier.
I feel now I'm the happiest person on the planet to see my wife and daughter on the video call from Darwin. So feeling really excited.
The Qantas flight wasn't cheap though, and there is the cost of quarantine. In total, the family paid $7,000 to get them home, but Hari didn't want to miss another day with his little girl.
I celebrated her first birthday alone, and I celebrated my our third marriage anniversary alone.
The people abroad have joined those from last week's flight from London in Darwin's Howard Springs quarantine facility. There are another 6 repatriation flights planned, 3 from India, 2 from the United Kingdom and 1 from South Africa. Kimberly Ellery is hoping her 79-year-old father can get on the next flight out of New Delhi to be home and out of quarantine in time for Christmas. He's been stuck in India since taking a holiday in January.
It's starting to play mentally on him because he's spending so much time by himself. And not going out and things like that. So he's getting a bit down.
There are about 30,000 Australians stranded overseas, and the 8 repatriation flights could only get about 1,500 people home, so many will miss out. Also missing out are many temporary visa holders. Venkatesh Suryawanshi and his wife got married in India last December. He went home to Sydney early and she was meant to join him in March, but there's still no date on when she'll be allowed in.
It's really difficult emotionally that we are living separate.
It's a situation that seems likely to continue for a while yet. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.